An area of low pressure is positioned well to our northeast. As a result, it is still a brisk day across the region, though it's not as windy as yesterday. Temperatures remain on the cool side. We'll call it seasonably cool on this Friday afternoon and Friday evening. And by and large, the clouds have cleared, though a couple of spots are seeing just a few scattered clouds moving through the late day and early evening. Overall, the weather pattern is a warmer one over the next couple of days. We'll have a warm front cross the region tomorrow, and that will push temperatures up into the 40s across much of eastern New York and western New England. And then on Sunday, a cold front will come through, mainly dry, though a few spotty rain or snow showers are possible, and then that will knock temperatures down just a little bit across the North Country on Sunday, and then all of us will see some cooler weather by Monday. But all in all, temperatures will be near or above average, and very likely above average all 3 weekend days across our area. So that stormy weather is moving away. The low pressure system lifts away. We have a little bubble of high pressure that will build in for tonight. So it's looking quiet weather-wise with partly to mostly cloudy skies across the region. We'll call it seasonably cold as temperatures dip back into the teens and 20s. So if you have plans tonight, you will need those heavier coats. And moving into the day tomorrow, the warm front will lift through. So we'll see clouds and sun. We'll call it partly to mostly sunny. There's just a really small chance of a couple of rain or snow showers, primarily across the northern mountains. But by and large, we're looking at a dry day and a much warmer day as temperatures move up into the 40s. In fact, areas south of Albany may reach into the 50s coming up tomorrow afternoon. So a big swing on the thermometer from today to tomorrow. And then on Sunday, we'll have that cold front come through. It looks to be mainly dry, though there may be some rain or snow showers, again, primarily across the north. Otherwise, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies on Sunday. It'll chill down across the north behind that cold front on Sunday. So we're looking at some 30s in the higher terrain, but many areas on Sunday again will come up well into the 40s, especially from the capital region on south. And then on Monday, we'll step down a notch or two on the thermometer with 30s to near 40 across much of the region, but there's no big storms in the forecast for our extended holiday weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and seasonably cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warmer, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and seasonably cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warmer, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and seasonably cold, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and seasonably cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of mountain rain and snow showers, highs mainly in the 40s, with some 30s across the north, and on Monday, mostly sunny, with highs in the 30s to around 40 for the North Country and Capital Region, and in the 40s south. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.